Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' third quarter 2014 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVE's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to EVS third quarter 2014 conference call. I would like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and I'd like to thank EVS management for hosting this call. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it is available on EVS website at www.evs.co.il. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in effect occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, new demands, and the competitive nature of the industry, as well as other risks identified in the documents filed by the company with Securities and Exchange Commission. With us today on the line are Mr. Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Mr. Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of the third quarter, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the third quarter. After this, we will open the call for the question and answer session. Now I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I would like to welcome all of you to our conference call, and thank you for your continued interest in our company. This is our second result conference call, and it is part of our strategy to increase our efforts in communicating with our investors and tell our story to our investor community. We are pleased with the results of the third quarter, showing growing profitability and continued strong improvement in revenue. We reported $1.75 million in revenue for the third quarter. This was an 84% increase over the third quarter of last year and a growth of 11% versus the previous quarter. The strong increase in revenue enabled us to show an increase in gross margin, and we reported gross margin of 55% versus 38% in Q3 last year and 51% last quarter. Our income was $310,000 versus a loss of $236,000 last year. Sequentially, our net income increased by 60% from $198,000 last quarter. As you can see from our fourth quarter guidance, we expect continued sequential growth in revenue to around $1.9 million for the quarter. This will enable us to show full year 2014 revenue of around $6.6 million versus $4.3 million in revenue last year. Our results improvement has been driven by both ongoing growth within our legacy business that is selling machines for fabric inspection at the end of the production line, as well as our new growth engine, iBar. To remind you, our innovative systems improve our customers' profitability through increased product yield and process efficiency in hundreds of installations worldwide. They operate in a wide range of applications in the manufacturing of textile. For the automotive industry, technical fabric business, apparel and home furnishing markets, and nonwoven material such as flooring, plastic, film, and more. Our customers include well-known names such as Milliken, Michelin, Bridgestone, Yusong, Owens Corning, Hewlett-Packard, and others, supplying high-quality products to companies like General Motors, Ford, Toyota, Boeing, Nike, and Under Armour. We see increased interest in our systems in many places where we operate, and one such area in particular is China, which, as we all know, a global leader in the manufacturing and exporting of many things, including textile. We recently opened a new sales office in China, and we have already seen initial fruits of our investment in the market through new orders, which brought our China business so far this year to over $1.5 million. While China was always known as a cheap place to make low-quality fabric, this model has changed in recent years. Manufacturing in that market has become more sophisticated, with labor costs rising significantly. We believe a presence in China will support our long-term growth, and we expect that revenue from that market will continue to grow, making this market one of our growth engines. Looking ahead, we believe our core business will continue to grow on the order of 20% a year. However, our growth engine, IBAR, will enable us to show overall revenue growth well ahead of this rate. Until now, our core business products have always been limited to reporting the quality of the product that has already been manufactured. We were simply a faster, more accurate, and reliable messenger. IBAR is a new paradigm for us, which increased our addressable market from $100 million or so to a few billion dollars. IBAR is an in-process monitoring tool which can have a real impact on production yield and quality. IBAR is revolutionary as it moves the focus from post-weaving inspection into in-process monitoring. It is a system that can detect defects as they are being created. Thus, when an error occurs, it is detected at the formation of the fabric, and the manufacturing process on that loom is stopped immediately, minimizing wasted material. We are currently targeting the high end of the market, where expensive technical fabrics are manufactured, and the quality requirements are very stringent. We believe this makes up about 20% of the overall market, where weaving looms can cost from $100,000 up to $1.5 million each. Therefore, at between $20,000 and $40,000 a machine, IBAR represents minimal added expenses to this market. While our current addressable market is around $100 million annually, the IBAR raises this exponentially to over $4 billion due to the sheer number of potential machines that can be targeted. As this is a brand-new product, we have taken a land and expand strategy in our ramp-up plans. Our target is to sell a few tens of machines in 2014, jumping exponentially to a few hundred in 2015. In summary, IBAR is a revolutionary solution that the industry has been waiting for, and we see strong interest from many potential customers in different vertical markets. We believe it will drive EVS toward a bright future. And with that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our CFO. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today, we announced strongly improved financial results, demonstrating solid year-over-year growth in revenue, improvement in gross and operating margins, net income, and positive operating cash flow. Revenue from the third quarter of 2014 were $1.75 million, representing significant year-over-year growth of 84%. Sales breakdown in the quarter by geography were as follows: Europe at 48%, USA at 28%, Asia and rest of the world at 24%. Third quarter gross profit was $956,000. This represented a gross margin of 55% compared to $358,000, or a gross margin of 38% in the third quarter of last year. Operating income in the third quarter of 2014 was $264,000, or operating margin of 15% versus an operating loss of $2,014 in the the third quarter of last year. Net income for the third quarter of 2014 was $310,000, representing a net margin of 18% compared with the net loss of $236,000 in the third quarter of last year. Cash and cash equivalent and short-term deposit as of September 30, 2014 were $523,000 compared with $186,000 on December 31, 2013. The increase in cash during the period was primarily due to positive operating cash flow, as well as part of the $250,000 raised in a private placement early this year. As Sam mentioned, our fourth quarter expectations are for revenue at around $1.9 million. And with that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The first question is from Ali Shams of American Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, good morning, and congratulations on some nice numbers. Clearly, we're moving from a very small base here. But do you think we've got the potential in the next couple of years, let's say, to get to $25 million a year gross revenues?
Well, as we explained the land and expand strategy, if you sell 50 systems to, let's say, 30, 40 customers, these 50 systems have potential to become at least 10 or 20 times that number. So in few years, obviously, we believe we can become $20, $25 million company revenue.
Okay. Do you currently have the infrastructure in place to support that kind of revenues, or must you invest more money to support that kind of revenues?
Well, it's not a regular growth. In other words, when I don't know if you've ever been into a weaving floor or weaving manufacturing, but if you have a place with 100 looms, they're basically doing exactly the same. They look the same manufacturing. So once you install one machine and you prove the concept and you show the return on investment on that machine, then this customer obviously will order more systems, and these systems will be identical to the first machine.
Right.
Those places, those plants, have the capability, the technical capability, to install the eyeball by themselves. They don't really need EVS, because basically from that point, it's copy-paste. And that's the land and expand strategy here. That's where we believe that you install one machine, you show the customer that this machine is work, you show the return on investment, and from that point on, the customer just need to order more systems from EVS, and he can do it by himself.
Okay, so your marginal cost for a second, third, fourth cell is very, very low. You follow me?
Yes, I agree. It will be lower.
Okay, great. And then finally, what kind of a return on investment should a customer think in terms of? I mean, could he get a 1 year payback or a 6 month payback or?
Let me put it this way. It's definitely less than 1 year. In many, many places, we've seen this few months, around
Great.
6 months, maybe lower. But it really depends. It really depends on what you are manufacturing,
right,
and the cost of the fabric that you are producing, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things.
Right.
And the location, if you are in the United States, Japan, Germany, or in India and China or Thailand. You know, it depends on many factors. But
right,
I don't
right.
believe that it's more than 1 year.
Okay. And is there anyone else producing a similar product?
Well, of course, I can tell you in the last 20 years, there has been many, many attempts to develop such a solution. EVS tried this. This is the third attempt that EVS is trying it. There are other companies in the world that tried this and failed. We know of one company called Barco. They're trying it. They have a solution. It's a traversing camera, unlike EVS that we have only one bar, you know, no moving parts. And they don't have enough the vast experience that we have in the textile industry. But I would say there's enough for everybody. I mean, we are welcome competition. It's not that we want competition, but we believe that there's going to be a point where we are going to see competition, obviously. The market is very large and strong to support more competition, absolutely.
Okay, well, that all sounds great, Sam. Let me let somebody else pose a few questions to you. Thank you.
The next question is from David Draymond of Draymond Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen, and congratulations on the great quarter. Can you talk about sort of the growth potential and the growth rates for OIBAR? You mentioned 20% overall business growth rate, but, you know, sort of what happened with OIBAR specifically this quarter, and what can we expect in the coming quarter and 2015?
Well, as you may know, we just launched the product, and we received a very good and positive reaction from the market. It takes us right now at this point a few months to deliver the units, then install it, then prove to the customer, and then the customers obviously will put it in the budget and order more systems. It was very important for us to have a few tens of systems and to deliver a few tens of systems this year, because it will have impact on the budget of our customers next year and order and revenue generation of the IBAR, from the IBAR. So we expect to see, let's say, more significant orders from the IBAR in the second half of 2015. And this is because we believe, you know, that it's going to take, let's say, between 1 month to 3 months, depend on the customer, depend on the application, depend on location, for the customer to realize the benefit of this product and then order more systems.
Okay. In terms of marketing the IBAR, is it sort of, are you going also to the, you know, to your customers, I guess, customer to get sort of a push from them, like they want the quality assurance from their products, so they're pushing their suppliers to put it on their looms, or is it just that your customers want it for their own quality assurance? Maybe I should clarify, like, are you going, you know, is this sort of an industry trend towards more quality that, you know, you can sort of not only just go to the looms, but you can also go to the actual textile, people who are buying the textiles.
Okay.
Sort of get them to push.
Okay. So first of all, what needs to be clear here is we have hundreds of customers from our legacy business, okay, what we call IQTEX. And these customers, they are the same customers that will buy, they are obviously potential customers to buy IBAR. So obviously, we are going to market this product to our existing customers, okay? We are seeing huge pressure from the end users, companies like Bridgestone and Michelin, to push their suppliers to use automatic monitoring systems on the weaving process. So there's a lot of pressures and factors here helping us in marketing this product. In November of 2015, there's going to be a very large, the largest exhibition in the world for textile, and obviously we are going to present this product over there. This is also going to push this product a lot. So in other words, what if I will say to summarize here, our existing customer is fantastic potential customers for IBAR, and we feel like, especially in the technical fabric, automotive, composite material, this kind of material, there's a lot of pressure on us. I mean, we have really customers pushing us to provide them with such solution.
Great. I really appreciate that. I guess good luck with the coming quarter, and we look forward to a lot of success with the current product.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems' website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make a concluding statement?
I just wanted to thank everybody for standing by.
Sorry, Mr. Cohen, there is one more question. Would you like to take it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, Sam, it's Al Shams. Just a few other brief questions. Are you going to keep the current structure as it is? You're not going to do a reverse split or issue more stock or anything of that nature?
We are not planning to do it at this point. And we have no intention at this point to do reverse splitting or things like this. As you may know, one of our targets is to go back to the market cap, so go back to NASDAQ. So
right.
I believe it's going to be part of this, but not at this point. We don't have any intention to do that at this moment.
Okay, good, good. Okay, thank you then.
Okay, Mr. Cohen, will you please go ahead?
Okay. On behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today. We will be presenting at the LD Micro Conference on December 3rd and 4th, and we do hope to see some of you there. If you have any questions or would like to meet or speak with us, please feel free to call my IR team, whose contact details are on the press releases. I do look forward to speaking with you and updating you again next quarter, and wish you have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems third quarter 2014 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.